Everybody put those hands together. You pulled some lyrics out of that song, the power, the kingdom. Let me hear those lyrics, just that little phrase.
Shining.
Yeah.
Power. Glory. Forever and ever. Good.
Now you hold those lyrics. Dancers, I need you one more time. Get in the middle, because you all are about to teach them how to put some energy in what they do and put some heart in it, because ain't nothing going to happen to nobody until you put some. Now ask somebody about you, are you going to put some heart in this? Because something going to happen if you do. So all you got to do is put some heart in it now. Get on the other side. You know how you all had it. Yeah, stand on the other side. Now, you remember that movement you all had when she let her hear those lyrics?
The kingdom, the power, and glory.
Now, I want you to sing it like they played it, because I got to have some energy in it. Now, tell somebody, are you ready for something to happen? Are you in expectation? Tell them that's our word. Are you in expectation? Because if you're in expectation, something is about to happen. Go for it. Go for it. Now,
for mine is the kingdom and power and glory forever and ever.
Thank you. so powerful. And I'm just going to do this because I feel like brother praising him than talking. Because I can dance out what I'm saying. But I don't want to leave you like spectators. Ask somebody, if you're going to dance with me, we can dance. But I don't want no spectators. I don't want no spectators. I just want to know what you're going to do. I'm watching to see what you're going to do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I don't think it's over. Tell somebody, did you do it the way the Holy Ghost wanted you to? I said, did you do it the way the Holy Ghost wants you to do? I said, don't cut the Holy Ghost short. I said, don't cut the Holy Ghost short. I said, don't cut the Holy Ghost short. I said, don't cut it short. Don't cut it short. Thank you. They dance. Come on, put your hands together. They dance. They dance. To our youth choir, come on and praise God for them. Thank you. And all of you all, and all the members of the body that didn't have paralysis in them. To all the members of the body that weren't paralyzed, that heard the sound of the Lord and gave a praise, because they knew something was going on. I believe today is really. Do you feel a victory? Come on, a deep down victory. It's because the Lord is doing something. He's telling us something. And I don't take moments like this lightly, because I can ride on this. And if any spirit of the world wants to come and say it didn't happen, we got an unction from the Holy One that said it is. It is. It is. See if I can do this, because of the joy I feel, and of course I know one thing: prayer is an everlasting victory. Prayer is an everlasting victory, not a short-term victory. It's an everlasting victory. And I really want to talk in relationship to that song, "For Thine is the Kingdom." The power. And what else did you say? And the glory. For how long?
Forever.
Tell somebody, time don't know nothing about that. Where do you live? Them again, time don't know nothing about that. Where do you live? Because if you live in time, you know nothing about eternity. Because our mind traps us in time, and we speak foolishly in time. And don't know that before time, God exists. Word exists before time. Word came out of eternity and stepped down in time and told time to obey. And when word finished, time couldn't hold it no longer. And word went back to where it came from. But we are creatures of time. The curse made us creatures of time. Because when God made a man, he didn't know nothing about time. Lord Jesus. And for them that say, for thine is the kingdom. we say take back what the devil stole? Tell somebody you can't do that. I said, don't try that no more. Because you got to tell me you didn't get it when you tried it. You can't take back what the devil stole because he didn't steal it when you came. You came in time, he stole it in the garden and in heaven. But Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, stepped down in time. Time tried to resist him. Time fought against him. Time said, we're not going to let him come because he's going to upset us down here. But thanks be to God, he came in the midst of time and made time bow down unto him. We got to stop being creatures of time saying we've been born again. I don't know if you can hear me for a few moments, but thine is the kingdom. If he's got to say, for thine is the kingdom, somebody must have sold him. And some people are still believing that he didn't buy him back. Creatures of time are still subject to the devil holding the kingdoms. But believers are saying they don't have no power. That no matter what we see, we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. And the only thing that the Lord wanted us to do is to witness his victory. That in the midst of our life, time talks to us. Sometimes we think we're too old for some things to happen. Tell somebody, there ain't nothing but time talking to you. I cannot be subject to time. I'm not making no promise. I'm just walking outside of time. Because time will tell you, you can't do this. You can't do that. You don't have what it takes. But when time get through talking to me, I say, hold up, time, I got a word for you. I can. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Time can't control what it didn't make. We are people that's supposed to look in the face of time and tell time, I'm not ready yet. Hezekiah, a king of Judah, prophet went down and said, tell him to set his house in order. Time is about to visit him. The prophet went down and talked to him. He turned on his face and cried out unto the Lord. When time get the plague in you, you don't cry out. You start accepting what time is giving you. Can I preach the faith for a few moments? Because my soul is happy right about now. And this joy didn't come from time. It came out of eternity. Before the prophet could get out of the courts, the Holy Ghost spoke to him. And you know the devils were telling the prophets, you know you confused. You know God told you to tell him to set his house in order. You know how when the Lord speak to you and tell you something, and the God of this world come back and turn it. And the prophet, before he gets out of the court, hear another word from the Lord. See, now if you're not sure when God's talking to you, don't worry. Before you get 20 feet out, somebody else gonna talk to you. The prophet knew it was the same God that told him to tell him to set the house in order. He didn't stand there and watch Hezekiah pray. He wasn't nowhere near. He was gone. And all of a sudden, the same spirit that told him to go, tell him he could hear. Say, he could hear, church. Come on, church. Say, he could hear. Come on, tell somebody, he could hear. He turned around and went back, and God gave the man 15 more years. I'm trying to tell you something. You shouldn't let time govern your life any longer. Let me speak to some young folk. You're too young to live holy. I got to get this out. Who said you was going to live to get old? If you live for the Lord, how do you know that he won't make time stand still in your life. Time is messing with us too much. We govern ourselves by time. We don't live the way God said, live by the word that comes out of my mouth. The reason things don't happen the way they do is because time cuts it off. Time tells this woman that's a widow, a drought in the land. A prophet is coming because God done dried his brook up. It's a shame for your brook to dry up and you still waiting for the rain again. Tell somebody, you might want to get up and go where the Lord's sending you. He said, go down to the widow. I got somebody that waiting on you to sustain you. This woman, here's time. I got enough for one more meal. You on your last? Or you ain't thinking about it? Or you got some people you know you can go get some from to last another week? He went to the widow's house and demanded, fix me a cake. He's not presumptuous. He's not asking this out of his head. He's not asking for this out of his lust. He is asking because God told him, go to that widow's house. She gonna sustain you. Now, if God sent me to somebody's house and told me they were gonna sustain me, when I walked in the house, I would ask for what I need too. If he sent me there, so he asked. Now the woman got to make a decision what she going to do. But he asked because God sent them there because she's supposed to sustain him. So he's not going there being modest and say, look, let's take some. You eat a piece, I eat a piece, and let the child eat a piece. Maybe the Lord intended for us to divide this so we can live another day. I ain't trying to live another day. I'm trying to live in eternity. Is anybody hearing the gospel? When she fixed the cake, you know the story. All of a sudden, something started happening that time couldn't control. Hold on, you don't see it. Like, I grew up on a farm. See, to get flour, you got to plant wheat. You got to wait till harvest season. Then you got to get it out of the field, take it to the mill, and grind it before you can put something in your barrel. That takes time. Wait a minute, the Lord want me to tell you again. That takes time. Wait a minute, the Lord want me to tell you again. That takes time. But, anybody? That woman looked back in the barrel, skipped the farmer. Skipped the rain. Because she did what the... My praise didn't stop. See, you got God taking these steps. And God is trying to say, I don't need that. I'm God. I'm out of eternity. You sitting up with your problems and don't know how to call me. I'm a present help in a time of trouble. I will supply all your need according to my riches and glory. But I don't know how to ask with the Holy Ghost. You can't ask like that with your flesh. He gave you the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost ought to be in you talking to him at all times. In the worst situation, the Holy Ghost ought to tell you, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Give thanks unto the Lord. The Holy Ghost ought to make you rejoice when nobody around you is rejoicing. Oh. That man's meal is still warm. And she's going about looking in the barrel. Because there's one thing I know about the Lord. Let me praise him. It's one thing I know about him. He don't look out for one in the room and leave everybody else in the room poor. Yeah. ain't never seen him do it. When he went to hell, he emptied it out. When he went to the grave, he emptied it out. They were walking around Jerusalem. Paul got 276 in the ship. The Lord said, ain't none gonna be lost. See, you all need to let go yourself as deliverance and start saying, everybody coming out. Why don't you walk around and talk to some folks and say, everybody coming out. 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 You need a miracle. Can I tell you what you're telling him? You telling God, I don't have time to wait for time to bring it. I thought the church would have went crazy saying, I need a miracle. Before the air get cold, I'm trying to get the church to warm the air up with saying, I need a miracle, I need a miracle, I need a miracle, I need a miracle. It's sad that time, them time angels, they only know how to speak in time. Because in eternity, you don't hear them. Them time angels telling you is over. And I believe that we are chosen. And when I say for such a time as this, the time is not God's time, it's the atmosphere. We are chosen for such a time as this, meaning that time has thrown us some hard blows. Yes, yes, yes. Time hasn't been good to us. Is anybody hearing me? Yes. Time has played with us and vexed us. Time has made us bitter. Time has made us murmur. Time made us complain. I know I'm hearing now. Because the enemy uses time to distract you and confuse you. Because time will make you say it ain't gonna happen because it's getting too late. The hour is too late. And after a while, you start discerning when you shouldn't, and you start hearing time talk to you. And you start saying things like this: it ain't happened yet, and I've been asking for a long time. Evidently, it's must not going to happen. See, that's that time angel. He talks like that. And sometimes when you go to sleep in God and take you a few years to wake up, the first thing the time angel tells you, you done lost too much. You with me. Uh-huh. And you ain't gonna recover. And I got a word for that time angel. If God made Jonah make a 3-day in one, don't tell me time will make me late. For the Lord will have me in the right place, and time won't stop it. It looks like I've been hindered. It looks like things have slowed down. But you watch at God's appointed time. We go all stand where we supposed to stand. You ought to rejoice for that word. So much humanity, our human being, that has not been purged of its human nature that it might be a partaker of our divine nature. It's the nature of the human being that has to put on the nature of the divine being, and you lose the nature of a human being. The being of humans talk like men. Martha and Mary want to tell Jesus, you should have been here. Are you really hearing me? Because humans don't know how to talk no other way. humans believe that that thing in front of them is the reason they can't do no better. And make us forget that God didn't have to move that thing in front of you. He can make you run through the truth, not around the truth. And if it's a wall, you could be the greatest high jumper ever. Whichever one you want, the pole vault or high jump, but you're going over the wall. And you ain't going to go around. You're going straight through, because word don't have to take a detour. Tell somebody, don't you back up no more. If you can't go straight, say stand still. Say, he don't have no crooked paths. Oh, you better tell him, if you can't go straight, stand still. Faith. Faith made all those men, in the midst of what time threw at them, they didn't shake. And for some reason or another, we want God to change our circumstances, change our situations, and make us comfortable. And I got to tell you, it ain't no glory for him to make it look good to you. He's got to take a situation where you say, I know I can't do it. That's pretty bad that he's got to get us so far down that we say, I can't. But as long as I'm up here, we say, I can. And he said, that's all right, I'll keep waiting. And since I'm here, I'm going to press and I'm going to still do it. But after a while, when you start getting close to where you know you can't, you about in the right place. Now, the only danger that happened to you when you get to this place where you can't, you start saying, he's not going to do it. Tell somebody, don't say that. Because you're in the right place to say, yes, he can. Come on, tell me, I got to help you right about now, because I feel a miracle. I really feel a miracle. And the miracle is going to happen by faith, because all the Lord wants you to do is agree with me. If I'm coming out, everybody with me coming out. Delayed us. It ain't that time hasn't messed with us. But I came to tell you, time is not talking junk to me no more. Too much truth has come. Word pierces time. So when I look at evidence, don't let the enemy rob you and make you look for time evidence. Look for the evidence of the word you speaking, which means I got evidence that I can't see, so time don't touch. I'm trying to teach you how to do it. Because you got to realize that time has messed us up.
Come on, Pastor.
People don't endure the faith. They shipwreck because of time. And they believe the Lord has delayed his coming. And we don't really believe that he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Lord Jesus Christ for us. We don't believe that what he did in them apostles, he's about ready to spring it up again. We don't really believe that our ancestors couldn't hold on, but we are the seed that he brought for such a time as this. Because it's some stuff happening around us, but I gotta tell you, time don't supposed to control us. Because we got a word that time bows down to. So, when you speak, do you look forward in time, or do you look forward according to the nature of the word you're speaking? If he's going to supply my need, I don't need to look forward in time. I need to feel the spirit that I'm satisfied. And then the supply got to come. He's going to press it down. because you said, for thine is the... Now, we may as well shut the doors if he didn't get the keys back. We may as well close the church if he didn't get the keys. If he didn't conquer death, hell, and death, and the grave, we may as well quit. We are here because we are looking at time and what time has done to us, left some bruises on us. Anybody want to help me preach right now? Anybody want to preach? Help me preach right now. Time left some scars on us. Time caused us to get a little bitter and sad at times. Time did that to us. But he's a healer, and it's a bomb still in Gilead that can deliver the sin-sick soul. I believe we're about to move past time, because time ain't serving me right. You waited for somebody else to get it right so you can move on. Tell somebody, stop fooling with time. Jesus looked at Peter when they are arresting him. That man pulled a sword. The same man that said, thou art the Christ. Pulled a sword, cut a man's ear off. Jesus didn't say, well, I guess I can't go now because my number one apostle just cut a man's ear off. He ain't ready. He ain't ready because time done told on him. So I might need to stay here and babysit him a little while longer. He said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to fix it so he can be free. Wear that ear. Put it back on. Just about the Lord gonna heal all your enemies that you done hurt. Wait, tell me all your enemies you done hurt, God gonna heal them. Tell me he's got to do it so you can go on. I know you ain't never heard nothing like, what? Did he heal that enemy?
Yes.
Don't y'all get quiet. Didn't y'all just finish praising God?
Yes, sir.
God's got to heal them.
Yeah.
So they can't charge you.
Amen.
God's got to do it so they don't charge you. If he don't do it, you're going to be charged. So he put that man's ear on, and that man couldn't say nothing to Peter. When God heal your enemy, they ain't gonna say nothing to you. Oh, I got a good one. The Holy Ghost talking. I don't know. Y'all believe the Holy Ghost talking to me right now? Y'all think I'm just buying time? Oh, the Holy Ghost talking, right?
He talking.
I believe you. Listen, did did Esau and Jacob have a problem? Did Esau and Jacob have a problem, church? Because Jacob couldn't wait on the Lord and made Esau sell him his birthright. And it was a problem between them brothers, them twins, huh? And Esau said, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. And mama said, Jacob, go down there and stay with your uncle now. Run, because he gonna kill him. He goes down and stay with his uncle, and his uncle ain't right. Now he ain't right, you know. I ain't gonna mess with that much, but he ain't right. He done worked 7 years for what he wanted, and they had to work 14 to get it. You know. But anyway, here it is. He gets back after 20 years. He goes back. He got to put everybody in front of him, because he don't know if Esau's still mad at him. I preach to you all. When God start healing your enemy, you done talk junk about, ran
come
down.
On.
You better tell the Lord thank you so you can.
Thank you.
Oh, you had to come to church today. You had to come to church today. You had to come today. Jacob put everybody in front of him to see if Esau gonna be all right, cause he know what he did. Long story short, Jacob don't kill none of them, and all of a sudden, Jacob tells Esau how the Lord has blessed him, and Esau tells Jacob, he has blessed me. He has blessed me. He has blessed me. God had to make it right. You stole the man's birthright, but I can't move against my word. My word, before they came out of the womb, said the elder shall serve the younger. That's my word. You tried to make my word happen. Tell somebody you can't make it happen. Because you are not the word.
You are not the word.
When word finished, Esau was so blessed he didn't want nothing Jacob had. Boy, it's going to be something with all your enemies in the church and out the church. Did I go too far? All your enemies in the church, out the church, getting blessed. And then when you come, they're going to say, the Lord has looked out for me. Who would have thought God talks like that? He put that man's ear back on. That man was a soldier. You can't do people any kind of way and think God gonna buy it. He will take those that you move against and bless them so they'll leave, so they will be able to let you go.
Amen.
Thank you.
And you wonder why they're getting blessed. They got to be blessed so you can be free. He's got to, all of Joseph's brothers, they don't like that boy. That boy got to go down there, run out of his clothes, go to prison just to feed them. Mm-hmm. Because they're going to run out. And they run out. And God got to tell him and bless him so much. And look, God got to get him where he can't be bitter.
That's it.
Oh, wow.
God got to get the bitterness out of us.
Ooh, Jesus.
He's got to take it all out of us. So much so you are grateful that the Lord has healed your enemy so they won't have an accusation against you. You know the rest of the story. He had them all come down there. I'm trying to show you God is so righteous. All his brothers was upset at him. All of them get blessed. We got to think the way God thinks. Because he ain't gonna move with us when we want to kill somebody. He ain't moving with us when he wants everybody to live. We got to understand the power of God in our life. Time has been our enemies. Time has made us mad. Do you know we get mad at God when something don't happen when we want it to happen?
Absolutely.
Come on, church. I'm not just preaching this. I'm doing this because God wants you to repent quickly because there's a move in the air. I was in spiritual warfare all morning. I woke up tired this morning. And even though my body was asleep, I wasn't. And I realized that these forces don't want what God has for us to come. And he plays with us because he can't stop God. And all he wants to do is get us not to align the way we should. If he can get us not to move the way we ought to move, then he can hold up things. But he can't stop God's word from manifesting. Time has made us bitter. Time did it to us. Time will make you say you have wasted your best days. Time will make you say you too old.
Oh yeah.
And if I mention Sarah, that don't mean nothing to you. And surely if I mention Abraham, that really don't mean nothing.
All right.
Death can't stop the Lord. Because Mop the Mirror said, if you'd have been here. See, we always got those if situations. If I hadn't have done this, the Lord would have done that. If I hadn't have done this, if. You can write a paper on your ifs. But you don't know how to let all your ifs go and say, I don't have to worry about if. Let's look at what is. If I didn't do good in the storm, it is. If I erred, it is. I ain't trying to make it pretty. I just need a deliverance. If I messed up, I just need him to bring me out. Because he was here before I got here and left me a way out of here. I got to learn how to believe in him, that he won't leave us and nor will he forsake us. We are his righteousness. It's time for us to wake up out of sleep and not be governed with time any longer. Lord Jesus. It's something when you are conscious in prayer. Do you know you don't think about time? People that pray and thinking, you in time. When you pray and don't think, you are not conscious of time. You don't know how long you've been there. And then the hour you think not, your Lord comes. So how many times have you sit in prayer and didn't think for an hour and he showed up?
Yeah.
But you ain't got an hour to give him because you're going to think for the next 40 minutes. And you want him to come while you thinking. He's not showing up while you thinking. The scripture said the hour you think. How is it that a human don't think? You exercise yourself to deny your knowledge. That's the only way. Stop trying to get God to confirm what you say. He's only confirmed what he said. Let go of all your knowledge and let God be God in you, because you got the Holy Ghost. You got the Holy Ghost. Don't bury it in the earth. You got the Holy Ghost. You got the Godhead in you. And we don't believe in a Trinity. You can't have the Holy Ghost and don't have the Word and the Father, because they are one. The question is, you got to be unveiled until you reap the fullness of the Godhead in you. But I'm telling you, church, he's going to heal all those you done talk junk about. Or else he ain't gonna heal you. That's the word he wants you to hear. Because I'm about to come out of this. I feel the atmosphere. I feel the anointing of the Lord in this hour. I'm talking about a miracle that time can't explain. I ain't got the time to go sow no wheat field. I ain't got time to pray for no rain. I just need a miracle. I'm telling you that because you're supposed to go out of here using that. Because when I look at it and time ain't on my side, I need a miracle. I heard it at church. I need a miracle. And we done walked around enough and talked about it enough, so everybody ought to be saying, I need a miracle. I don't care what goes on, I need a miracle.
Yes, sir.
He'll supply it.
Because
it's time that the Lord is going to raise up the church in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Put your hands together and praise him. He's going to do that.